News Talk 94.9 WSJM FM, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph, home of Moody in the Morning.
WSJM News Time is 6 o'clock. Some light snow flurries and 26. News Talk 94.9. WSJM News Now begins with your forecast. Cloudy with some lake effect snow showers tapering off to flurries this afternoon. Could see anywhere from an inch to up near 4 inches as we get closer to Van Buren County. High today 28. Clear and colder tonight down to 17. And sunny with increasing clouds. A chance of snow by tomorrow night with a high tomorrow 32. With Pat Moody, I'm Ray Gustafson. The news this morning brought to you by the all-new Town Crier Wire. Download the free local news app today. Here's your top story at 6.
Store clerks around Berrien County advised to keep your eyes open for some fake $100 bills that have been circulating.
The St. Joseph Department of Public Safety says in a Facebook post those bills have shown up in St. Joseph, Bridgman, Niles, and South Bend. The department also has a surveillance photo of someone allegedly using the bills. Bridgman police tell us the fakes are actually $10 bills made to look like 100s. You can tell if you've got a fake by holding it into the light and reading what's written on the security strip. It's tiny print, but it should say 100 if the bill's real. Also, the watermark on the bill will show Alexander Hamilton and not Ben Franklin if it's a fake. However, the large portrait on the bill will show Franklin. And police say it's up to the clerk handling the money to pay extra attention. Andrew Green reporting.
A controversial piece of legislation designed to reform municipal pensions in Michigan has at least one legislative opponent in Southwest Michigan. It's State Representative Kim Lasada.
I can say that I am against this package of bills as they stand.
The legislation under consideration is designed to prod municipalities to better fund their pension and health care plans. Police and fire unions have blasted the package, saying it threatens their pensions, and that's what pushed Lasada to oppose the bills.
A large part of my campaign was based on protecting our first responders.
The sticking point with labor unions and local governments is a proposal to appoint emergency financial teams if funding levels for pensions don't rise. Governor Rick Snyder says cities have a plan for their long-term liabilities. Lasada says most already have adequate plans. House and Senate leaders are working to revise the bills.
Negotiators in the U.S. House and Senate have their work cut out for them as they come up with a compromise tax reform plan. The Senate passed its plan last week, sending the issue into conference committee. Appointed by House Speaker Paul Ryan to the conference committee this week, none other than Congressman Fred Upton. He tells WSJM News much work now needs to be done.
There are a lot of differences between the House and the Senate version. In some cases, the tax cuts are permanent. You've got different rates. You've got a different number of rates. A whole number, pages of differences between the House and the Senate.
Upton tells us some of the House cuts are permanent, while the Senate's plan does not make them permanent. Also, he says the Senate plan eliminates the health insurance mandate. He says there may be these differences to work out, but the goal is to still have tax reform approved by Christmas.
A plan from State Representative Beth Griffin to streamline the approval process for broadband expansion programs around the state has been approved by the House Committee. The House Communications and Technology Committee on Tuesday advanced that bill, and Griffin tells us currently county road commissions have jurisdiction over right-of-way and require permits, inspections, and project reviews due to the close proximity of lines and mains underground. Right-of-way permit requirements vary widely from county to county, creating what Griffin says it is an arduous process for telecommunication providers. Her proposal creates state standards for clearing the rights. The Mattawan Republican tells us she fears from constituents all of the time about the need for more broadband in the district.
The city of Hartford will ring in the Christmas season Saturday with its annual celebration at the library. Hartford Library Director Stephanie Daniels telling us everything starts with a parade that leaves the high school at 6 p.m., heading over to the library where there will be plenty for the kids to enjoy.
We have a theme of Dr. Seuss in the library here, and we have different festival of trees going on. We have our terrific Lego village set up here for everyone to see.
They'll have free pictures with Santa at the library, snacks and drinks. The Hartford Community Christmas Celebration running Saturday, 6 until 8 p.m.
Well, Tuesday's heavy winds did more than just knock out power around Southwest Michigan. The wind also led passengers aboard an Amtrak train to be late. Around 9:15 Tuesday night, an Amtrak train hit a tree that had been blown down in St. Joseph. No one hurt. The train wasn't damaged, but it still slowed it down. The incident happened just west of the St. Joseph Amtrak station. The train was delayed about 35 minutes while it was inspected, and then the passengers got to go on their merry ways. WSJM News Time 6:04. It's 26. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow was down 40. The NASDAQ up 14. The S&P 500 flat. Details later this hour. Up next in WSJM News, slurred speech at the White House.
Hey, Doc, over here. Remember me?
Not now, triglyceride. I'm trying to get everybody to remember you. I'm Dr. Donica Moore. We all know about good and bad cholesterol. But how much do you know about your triglyceride level?
150. Tell them to keep me under 150.
She's right. Experts say normal triglycerides are below 150. Elevated triglyceride levels can increase your risk of heart disease. And if you're a woman, that risk goes up even more.
Don't risk it, people. Heart disease is not pretty.
As you may have guessed, the forgotten fat, triglyceride, is ready to share the attention with good and bad cholesterol.
Good this, bad that. Nah, nah, nah.
For your sake and mine, always remember to ask about the good, the bad, and the forgotten fat, triglycerides.
Hey, Doc, did they get that 150 message?
They got it. For more information on all of your blood fats, go to ForgottenFat.com.
That's ForgottenFat.com.
We all know you're there now. This message brought to you by Sister to Sister, working together for healthy hearts.
WSJM News Time, 6:06, with some snowflakes in 27. President Trump getting reaction not only for what he said at the White House, but the manner in which he said it.
The president wrapping up comments on Jerusalem, seeming to slur his words.
And God bless the United States. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Now, that lit up social media. Some speculating it may be an indication of health concerns. Others saying it sounds like he's wearing dentures. Late night hosts Seth Meyers and James Corden went with that.
Trump calls dentures fake chews.
Three things that make up our worst nightmares: public speaking, losing teeth, and Donald Trump.
But a White House spokesman tells the Los Angeles Times his throat was dry. There's nothing to it. Dave Packer, ABC News.
There's total devastation in some Southern California neighborhoods from this week's wildfires. ABC's Alex Stone is in one neighborhood on the largest of the fires burning in Ventura.
As many families begin returning to see what's left of their homes, a lucky few are finding their houses standing. But they're surrounded by neighbors' homes that are gone. Barbara Rader's house survived.
I'm grateful we have our home, but I'm very sad for my neighbors and the way my neighbors look, and it's just horrible.
Her neighbors are returning with shovels and work gloves to begin sifting through their homes looking for anything they can salvage. Alex Stone, ABC News, Ventura, California.
The Australian Parliament voted today to allow same-sex marriage across the nation, following a bitter and divisive debate settled by the government polling voters in a much-criticized ballot survey which strongly endorsed change. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull addressed Parliament with an exuberance.
We have voted today for equality, for love. It's time for more marriages, more commitment, more love, more respect.
The bill changes the definition of marriage from a union between a man and a woman to a union of two people. After royal assent and other formalities, the law will likely take effect in about a month.
President Trump's former chief strategist Steve Bannon campaigning this week in Alabama for Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore, who's facing multiple sexual misconduct allegations. ABC News Chief National Correspondent Tom Yamas has more from Montgomery, Alabama.
Bannon unleashing on Republicans who have called on Moore to quit.
Let's talk about another beauty, Willard Mitt Romney.
Romney tweeted that electing Moore would be a stain on the GOP and on the nation. In Alabama, Bannon slamming Romney, a Mormon, for not serving in Vietnam while Moore did.
You hid behind your religion. You went to France to be a missionary while guys were dying in rice paddies in Vietnam.
Both of Utah senators, Mormons themselves, came to Romney's defense.
The song you heard everywhere this year is also the number one most viewed music video on YouTube.
Despacito. The two longest-running number one hits of 2017 were Despacito and Shape of You. So it's no surprise that the videos for those two hits top YouTube's list of the most viewed music videos of the year. The video for Luis Fonsi's hit featuring Daddy Yankee was YouTube's number one most viewed music video of the year and the most viewed music video in YouTube history, with over 4.4 billion views and counting.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
Ed Sheeran's Shape of You is the number two most viewed video with more than 2.5 billion hits. Christopher Watson, ABC News.
Now the scoreboard on News Talk 94.9.
WSJM.
In the NBA, the Pacers beat the Bulls 98-96, and the Bucks beat the Pistons 104-100.
For these and other stories, log on to WSJM.com. News Talk 94.9, WSJM. Depend on us. News time now is 6:09. Up next, the News Center 16 forecast from David Harker.